Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Another victory. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Father, we ask you right now to word our mouth.
Yes.
Give us what to say, how to say, how to respond, so that people will get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in a place of peace for growth, revelation, power, and glory. In Jesus' name, for it is so, and so it is.
Amen. I thank everybody for joining in. Like I said, Pastor Troy and I were going to team up together. This is our first time doing this where we split the screen. We didn't know what to do, but we figured it out. Ain't God good? And as you see, Pastor came on. I'm going to be his amen corner, you know. So I want you all to know what the pastor's talking about tonight is unforgiveness and forgiveness. And I had told Pastor that God had put on my heart to cut ties with toxic people. And I was explaining to the people, Pastor, a lot of times we have to understand that toxic person is ourselves.
Very true.
So with that being said, I'm going to let you go ahead and lead, and I'm going to follow along with you, Pastor.
Okay. I was talking to Mr. Renee Kaiser about, you know, what can we talk about tonight? And so then we were talking earlier this week, her, myself, and Apostle Elect, and, you know, we family, and, you know, we crack jokes, we say stuff, you know, that's what we do. We love each other, and we have always loved each other,
yes.
And we will forever love each other. So then, you know, she was saying, well, Pastor, you know, this is my week. I was like, you know what, I'll join in with you, or I'll do it for you. You know, sometimes you got to help each other out.
That's it.
So even in the midst of it, we begin to, well, we said, well, Pastor, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to interact about? And I said, you know what? We didn't quite know at the moment, but we came up with it.
Yes, all right.
And what we came up with was forgiveness and unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. And what tends to happen is what brought me to that topic was I just had a talk to a couple people today, and we were talking about different aspects of life that we have either dealt with or are going to deal with. And in the midst of it, we begin to simply just say, you know what? Let's tag this. Let's talk about how we have allowed unforgiveness to sit in our hearts and in our minds, and we have not yet moved to a different place because we are yet still stuck in a place where we shouldn't be stuck.
Yeah.
But why are we stuck there? We're stuck there simply because we have not learned to forgive.
That's it.
The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind us and pressing forward, pushing forward, going forward, living forward, moving forward. I was with my pastor last night, Archbishop William Hutchinson III, and he said, this is the year of momentum.
Okay.
Not only year of momentum, but the year not to just walk, but to run.
All right now.
We should run and not be here. We should run and not faint. You know what I'm saying? But it's time for us not just to walk out. We walked out of 2020, but let's run out of 2020. Let's get that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that speed up. Let's get that push up.
Amen.
So that when we get to the next place, if it try to stop us, we can knock it over. You ever seen something that, you know, was standing in your way and you got to run it? You know, like we play tag football, right?
Right.
Tag football. Get that full head of steam.
Right.
We can't stop because our feet moving so fast. And so then we knock the other person over because our momentum carried us into a different place. We might have got 3 or 4 yards. Because we was going so fast, we got 10, 12 yards.
Right.
So, but what tends to hold us back, Minister Kaiser, is that we have not learned to forgive.
That's true. That's true.
Forgive, move on.
Ouch. Ouch. We're being real. We're being honest, right? Ouch.
Yeah. But, you know, that unforgiveness, it does not affect the person that we have not forgave.
Mm-hmm.
It affects
us. That's it.
You know why? Because we steady replay it in our head.
Mm-hmm.
We steady deal with it in our head because certain things remind us of what happened,
mm-hmm.
what they said,
yeah.
what they did, what I should have said,
mm-hmm.
how I should have reacted
right.
to it, right? And so we have regrets. We have these wish we coulda, shoulda, wouldas
yes.
going on in our life, and it's just not a good place for us to be in if we continue to live in unforgiveness.
That's true. That's true. That's so true. That's why once we had talked about forgiveness and unforgiveness, I began to Google as well as look it up in the Bible. And I thank God for giving me Psalms 51 and 10 that says, "Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Because, like you said, we say all the time, you be let stop thinking about them people. They say something to you, they rent your space for free. You know, that's what we do. We give that memory so much property ownership in our mind that we can't think clearly because we extended their lease. They had already moved out. We didn't evict them. We extended their lease. So now we stuck. We extended their lease. We didn't even ask them if they wanted to stay there. They trying to move on, but they can't move on because we constantly extending their lease. Well, who is this apostle? I think Apostle Elect says, when you don't admit it or acknowledge it, that unforgiveness actually exists. It goes back to extending their lease, allowing them. Huh? We keep allowing them to live in a space where they like, you still there? And we think we doing something. But we walk around like we got a lemon stuck in between our teeth because we sour about something that 9 out of 10 they didn't forget.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We still get stuck in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that have done it to us half time don't remember that they did it to us.
Yes.
They don't. They not remember the situation to put them in the position for them to hurt our feelings or to hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
But we still stuck. We still dragging along. But you know what happens though?
What's that?
If we don't forgive the first time, we walk around with a bag of unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And every time somebody does something to us, we steady fill that bag up with stuff that people did to us.
Yeah.
And so then that bag of unforgiveness turns into a garbage bag. And we all know, if you don't
garbage stinks.
The garbage, what happens?
It stinks, baby. That atmosphere can get polluted. And you don't want to stay there. And you be talking about where these fruit flies come from. All that mess that's around. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to be clear. If you don't take the garbage out, if you don't dispose of it, and disposing of it is simply saying, I forgive you, or will you forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we walk around in such pride,
uh-huh.
Our ego, we're prideful. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying being proud of something.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference between being proud
and pride, yes.
We're walking in pride, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our pride will let us open up our mouth and simply say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. But a lot of people, they don't want to be wrong. They just, all they care about is, are they right?
That's it.
And sometimes we have to suffer wrong to be right.
Mm-hmm. How they say, I got the last word. I'll tell you, I told them something. See, I had the last word. I made them feel some kind of way. They done went on over there hanging out with Josie and Alice and all that, and you still stuck over here with what you done told somebody. So you living with the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Well, like you said, Pastor, all you had to say was, I forgive you. Because forgiving them opens up more room in your heart.
It does.
You know, so I'm going to go to another scripture I was telling you I had found. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. It said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and come on and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as a God of Christ have forgiven us. And if once we learn how to forgive someone, all we have to do, if we don't know, is just start thinking about, didn't God forgive me? Didn't I say I repented of my sins? Didn't I say God come into my life? And we know that we serve a God of love. But we want to go about loving people, not like God loved people. We want to go about things in the fact of I can do this however I want to do it, and it's okay. But we want to be forgiven.
But you know what? I think sometimes people are scared to forget.
Yeah.
The reason why I said it, the reason why I said it is because this, right? If you have built a wall around your house, around your heart,
mm-hmm.
if you have built what you call your protective area, so that you will not be hurt again, if you forgive, it breaks down the barrier. It breaks down the wall. So then
mm-hmm.
I guess the people will feel I'm vulnerable. I'm unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
And I also say this, you don't have to put up a wall, but you can put up a fence.
Okay.
The fence still protects you, but you can still see out of it. You can still get a good perspective out the fence. You know what I'm saying? But when
right.
you put up a wall, what can you see? You can't see what's going on in the outside. They don't know what's going on the inside. And what may be a positive point for you, you won't be able to receive that positive measure because you're still stuck in protecting yourself.
Yes.
But that means to me that you're not trusting God, that you're not leaning and depending on God. You're leaning to your own
understanding.
The Bible says what? Lean not
unto your own understanding. Yes.
And all that way,
acknowledge
God.
And eat.
Pray about it. Ask about it. And then he'll direct
your path. Yes.
He'll teach you to check that wall and let me be your protector. Let me be your provider. Let me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Let me cover your heart. I know. But he said, I know the thoughts that I have for you.
Yes.
The thoughts of good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. But if you're expecting your own end, how can you allow God to do it for you?
You better teach me, Pastor. As prophets say, prophets, apostles, elect say, fortify walls.
Yes, fortify.
That's it. Because, like you said, a lot of times we think we have all the answers. We think we know what's best for this situation. And the first thing we forgot to do was give it to God. We forgot to say, God, why is this thing so implanted in me? When your word said for me to be like a tree planted by the river. But God, I'm letting this forgiveness plant itself in me that I don't want to forgive. And I'm walking around like it's a badge on my chest because I'm holding something to give somebody.
Very true.
You know, when I should be saying, you know, let me go to this person, first of all, and say, you know, you did something to me or you said something that I don't agree with, I don't accept, and it really, really bothered me. We don't want to look like we weak or we was let some words hurt us, but we know word hurts. We was taught as a kid, sticks and stones may break my bones, and that those that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. We was taught that as a kid, so we know words hurt.
They do.
Let somebody call you fat. See how happy you be about fat. And I'm not talking about P-H-A-T. I'm talking about F-H-A-T. I'm just being honest. Ooh. Let somebody tell you, you don't look so pretty today. Watch what happened. What you mean I don't look pretty? Uh-huh. Then you're going to find some words not really in the Bible that you're going to tell them. Ooh, I tell you. People don't want to be real. People don't want to be real. Unforgiveness.
But I think, like I said, once again, fear sets in.
Yes.
You don't know if you look at them, how they're going to react toward you. Are they going to repeat the same thing that they did before? Are you opening yourself up to receive it once again? But once again, the Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear. But of love, power,
yes,
and of
sound mind.
Mm-hmm. I will not walk in fear, because if I walk in fear, I won't be able to see what I need to see. I won't be able to receive what I need to receive, because as long as I hold that stuff on the inside, I see that she is a mess angel. So then, as long as you hold,
forget fuck.
As long as you hold that mess on the inside,
yeah,
you're not hurting nobody else. You're stopping your own blessings.
That's it.
You're stopping your own progress. I use just for example, the angels, the men of God told Lot's wife not to look back.
That's it.
They said, you look back, then you're gonna turn into a pillar of salt, right? And so
yes.
Then what did she do?
Look
she
back.
Turned
standing in position because she looked at forgetting those things.
Which are behind you, yes.
Don't talk about it behind.
Mm.
Can't live behind.
That's
I can't run backwards.
Okay.
I can't live,
yes.
Hallelujah. I can't live backwards. I know Sonny and Cheryl wrote that song. If I can turn back
the hands of time, that's
it. Can't turn back the hands of time. And so since you can't turn back the hands of time, what you learned, what you dealt with, you take it, you build on it, and you put yourself in a position where I won't repeat the same thing over.
Yes.
But
yes.
I will not. I refuse
to look back.
I bind, I curse it.
That's
live
it. That's
hand.
It. That's
because
it. That's
what
it.
Me is better than
what's behind me. That's it, Pastor. Like you were just saying. When we hold that stuff in, it's like we hold in things that manifest so in us, it brings on bad health.
Yes.
It causes sickness. It causes sickness.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that because hatred and being angry causes you to get sick because it poisons your system.
It does.
And that there's no shot and there's no pill you can take, I'm going to take this and get rid of this hatred. What it's called is prayer, but most of us don't want to do it. We only want to pray when we want something financially or physically, but we don't want to pray for our inner beings. We don't want to pray to keep our inner man healthy. You know, I found that out with myself. I needed to take my inner man to the doctor. All I had to do was call Jesus, and I made an appointment.
Yes.
I said, Lord, I'm sick on the inside. See, that's why I said earlier, a lot of times we don't want to admit the unforgiveness and the gift of forgiving is within us. We have to, what we said, we are epistles read of men, all men. What are people reading of us?
Yes.
When people see us, the way you look at people, your expressions on your face and the way you move your head and you move your hand, it tells people how you feel about them. I know because I got some looks, baby. And my looks will tell you, not today, not now, wait for me to call you. Now they say, let my people call your people. But I'm putting myself on the altar because, like I said, last year, it ain't wasn't long ago, but I said to God, I'm looking for a new beginning in 2021. Everybody's looking for something different in 2021. But for me, my 2021 is a new beginning because now that I've recognized where I need to be in Christ, I'm recognizing I can't get there on my own. I need Christ to get me there.
Yeah.
I got to go through a spiritual surgery. I need a hope and heart spiritual surgery because it's still some things in there that I have to let go. I said I'm cutting away toxic ties.
That garbage.
That's it.
That
stinking
garbage.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it got a twisty tie on it, it's seeping out.
Is it? You know why? Because I said it all the time. When you said he's putting more and more garbage in it, the garbage bag can only hold so much.
That's it.
Well, I know they're talking about how glass getting in and how much it stretches,
mm-hmm.
but the more I put in it, sooner or later,
it's gonna
puncture a hole in that glass. And yeah. That plastic is gonna puncture a hole in it. And when it puncture a hole in it, it's gonna that hole is gonna start out little, but it's gonna start to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it don't puncture, it's gonna start to come out the top mm-hmm. of the garbage can. I'm a garbage bag.
Yeah.
It's gonna spill right. It's gonna come out the top.
And you know,
what
a lot of times people don't realize, no matter how much solid garbage you put in the bag, if you let it sit a little while, you're going to see it's liquid down there. I didn't think about that until we got to talking. It's liquid down there.
Come on. That
garbage starts running. It starts turning into something else, not just the mildew and the mold, the stink, but it starts to go back to turning into the liquid. And you think about when you put air in a balloon. I don't care if it's body air or helium. Watch that balloon. It starts off like this. Next thing you know, that balloon gets like this. Even that rubber, it's tied up, but it seeps out. And that's where I'm coming. Pastor, I'm telling you. I want to be delivered. I want to be saved. As Cecilia said, I may need a coloscope, an enema in my spirit, a colostomy. I don't want a colostomy bag. Yeah. You may need to go get you a colonoscopy. That's what you might need to see. But, yes. But see, that's what a lot of people not getting. When you decide you're going to walk with Christ for real, you're gonna find out there's some stuff sticking down in there. And one thing I had learned ever since I became saved and I started publicizing I was saved and I wanted to be saved, I started noticing my friends went from many and plenty to almost not any. I mean, I could probably count my friends.
I like that. That kind of made me a Lenny.
Yeah. My name is Lenny. He did it. I got plenty. But I mean, I got so many friends, I could count them on one hand. You know, I used to have people just call me to say hi. I don't even have people walk by me say hi now. When they see me, they kind of turn their head like, I'm going to say, you know, the Lord said something. God may not have told me to say nothing to you. So because I'm asking God to clean me all the way up, teach me how to forgive myself first.
Yes.
Then I can forgive someone else. Because a lot of times while we can't forgive other people, we haven't forgiven ourselves first.
You said a word. I found out that's even harder than forgiving people.
Yes.
It's to forgive
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it many times. There used to be a like a little gospel sitcom on Channel 38 called Gospelville, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with gospel.
You froze up, Pastor.
He was sitting there, and Black Mark, which was supposed to be the devil, the enemy, came and put a bag on his chest.
Yeah.
And on the bag, what was in the bag was all the stuff that he used to sin, what he used to do, kept reminding him over and over and over and over and over again about what he used to do. And at that point, he had to break out of that situation.
Yeah.
Like, all right, enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
I dealt with that. That's over with. And so then, listen.
Yes.
You hit me up when you said to take my soul to the doctor.
Yes, because you know what? I had to go back and remember the lifestyle I used to live. And when people see me now, they still trying to figure out, is that Renee? Am I being Renee? But I keep trying to tell them something. They notice my Facebook name says Sylvia Kaiser. I use my government name. Sylvia Kaiser. Because, see, the Renee you knew, she don't live no more. See, I didn't like that girl. So when God saved me, I said, Lord, I'll teach me how to be Sylvia. You know, that's I'm being honest. Teach me how to be Sylvia.
Right.
Because, see, those of you all that know Renee was a mess. You know, so I'm not bragging. I'm explaining.
Right.
That once I had to learn, when I started learning how to forgive myself for my past, I'm starting to say, God, teach me how to forgive other people. Don't let me hold them there that I can't forgive myself from what I need to forgive myself from so I can move forward. You know, we all want to talk about how other people, what they need to do to be saved. The first thing I need to do is say, God, forgive, teach me how to forgive myself. I'm still living in some old pain. But I'm saying, God, teach me how to forgive myself, that I can get past that place and that point of life, that I can learn how to forgive other people. How do you forgive somebody else? But if, when you by yourself, or you looking in the mirror, you don't like what you see because you still see that old mess. You know, still see that old mess.
But you know what? That, you know, I thank God that I learned how to forgive me. Me, myself, I dealt with so much. What I did, how I did it, how I could have been a better father,
mm-hmm.
how I could have been a better husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could I could have been a better man, period. And so then, the hardest thing I had to do was learn how to forgive Troy.
Yes.
I know I asked God to forgive me. I've asked my daughter's moms to forgive me for maybe my actions toward them, so forth and so on, or even other women that I have dealt with that I may have done wrong, whatever case is. But I was still reminding myself of what I should have did, how I should have did it. So in that position, I was in the place I didn't forgive Troy.
Yeah.
Once I forgave Troy,
that's it.
It was over with. I didn't feel the need to keep going to my daughter's moms and saying, forgive me, forgive me. Because I forgave me. I said, you know what? I was in a place of immaturity. I was in a place of selfishness. I was in a place where I'm not true manhood. And the position I'm in now, I'm not in that position anymore.
That's it.
So because I know for a fact I'm not in that position anymore, because I know that God forgave me, He let it go,
yes.
I let it go.
Yes.
He said, because once you ask me for forgiveness, I throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Never
and remember
to remember
it.
No more.
So if He don't remember it, I'm not going to let you remind me of it.
Yeah.
No. He said I'm saved. He said I'm delivered. He said I'm forgiven. Then I'm forgiven. You don't have no heaven or hell to put me in.
That's it.
Don't have no power or authority over me. Only God has the power. As long as I know who has the power, that's all that matters.
But you know what, Pastor? That's so true. But you know, a lot of times, some of us don't realize we're carrying unforgiveness for ourselves. We know that God threw our sins into sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. But a lot of times we haven't until somebody brings something up. And you know, when you can remember something, or you think about something and say, you know what, all of a sudden this is on my mind. God, why am I pondering on this? Why are this lingering in my head and in my heart? That's when I say you have to start forgiving yourself. Because a lot of times I know for myself, I don't want to say nobody else's name, we may have done something before that we never really talked about, or we brainwashed ourselves into forgetting about it. And then it'll come up many years later, and you'll be like, oh, my God. Then you start letting that weigh on your spirit. See, that's why I was saying some of us, we're still getting delivered from some old stuff. You know,
yeah.
A situation we put ourselves in, or a situation we caught ourselves in. We have to get past that. Like, for example, just say a young lady had walked past me that I went to school with, and she's like Apostle Elect. She's so up there, educated-wise, and I was sitting in the car, and the devil say, oh, see, I said, you ain't going there with me. We had the same opportunities. She chose one way, I chose another.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that to me. Because, see, I'm not going to live in them old shoes no more. It's like an old wine, new wine in an old bottle. You're not going to do that to me. I'm not going to allow you to do that to me. Because this is a new year of beginning for me. And I'm not going to let the enemy keep bringing up old stuff. Because, see, in this year, I'm starting it off saying, I'm going to forgive me first. Whatever happened in the 80s, the 90s, these is 2021. I have to leave it back there. What the word say? Press towards the mark. I got to press towards the mark. I got to pull my net out that's over here that's not catching no fish, and I got to throw it over here. I'm being honest. You know, this is because before I can reach out and forgive others, I have to concentrate on where I'm at. I got to say, God, anoint me, because you appointed me. Teach me how to forgive myself, so that when I do minister to people and they see me and hear me, ain't nothing being hid. I'm gonna, you know how you say, I'm gonna expose myself. I ain't going to let nobody try to expose me, because that's when you go back into your little shell. Well, if I don't say nothing, then can't nobody point me out. I'm pointing me. I don't care. Because while you pointing at me, that thumb coming back at you. Or them little folds that's up under there, while you point, them little threes up under there, they point right back. So
it sure is.
I'm just saying, God, I just want to be delivered. I want to be saved. I want to be able to forgive myself. You know, I know we were supposed to have been talking about how other people could forgive, but if everybody that's listening in now or in look at this later could learn how to forgive themselves, you know, then they could learn how to forgive mom and dad and auntie and uncle and sister and brother and cousin and friends and exes and present exes and gonna be exes, and they can learn how to forgive all.
Gonna be exes. Go, you know, as you was talking, this came across my mind. Back in slavery days, whatever happened to us by any manner, whether it was by master, by the overseer, but even sometimes even our own black people, our own African American people,
mm-hmm.
we learned to deal with it, sweep it to the side, and keep moving. We was taught no matter what's going on to keep moving. It kind of reminded me of that song. What's that song with Finding Nemo when Dory says, "Just keep swimming, swimming." So we kept swimming.
Uh-huh.
But even in the midst of swimming and moving, we never dealt with the situation.
That's it.
We never took time to say, "I need to be healed."
That's it.
The Bible
That's
says
it.
This. He says, "If you confess with your mouth."
Yes.
Believe in your heart. That Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Salvation only comes when you confess. When you learn to confess that I have been hurt, I have been devastated, I have been abused, I have been misused. They've said all manner of evil against us. Missionary Handy said there are people that have said things against us, vicious rumors, lies, deceit, and it has affected us. But it's not until we open our mouth to say, "Lord, I need you." Not only do we need spiritual healing, we need natural
healing. Then, that's it.
So then we press stuff down, we press stuff down, we keep moving. We press it down, keep moving. We press it down, we keep moving.
Yes.
We put it in the bag, we keep moving. But we never take the time deal with it.
That's it.
And
that's
so then
it.
We open up our mouth and said, "I need help. I need to be free of these things that have torn me up on the inside. Everything that I see is tainted by what happened to me."
That's
because
it.
I've never
That's
dealt
it.
With it.
That's
I
it.
Just press it down. Anything I've learned is, if you keep pushing stuff down like that garbage,
That's
keep
it.
Pushing that garbage out of that garbage can,
sooner or later, it's going to bust.
Because you didn't take the time to take the garbage out. Taking
That's
the garbage
it.
Out, it's going to take some counseling.
That's
it's
it.
Going to take to talk to somebody.
That's
I don't
it.
Want to tell people my business because they're going to run my business everywhere.
All
they
up in my business.
I can't. My pastor mm-hmm. talk too much, his wife talk too
mm-hmm.
much. They get up and preach on me.
That's it.
No, he's not preaching on you all the time. It's just that God gives them a message to reach where you at to help you pull you out of the mess that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
So then, but it takes an open mouth.
That's
it. Takes a confession.
Mm-hmm.
It takes an admission to just simply say, "Lord, I need you."
That's
now,
it.
The Lord, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Keller Whiskey, I need some counseling. You go to work, you pay for that insurance.
That's
it's
it.
Not just, it's just not physical health insurance. It's mental, emotional
That's it.
Health insurance.
That's it.
Go get you some help.
That's it.
Go find a degreed white guy or a degreed white woman or a degreed black man so they can get you to the root of the issue that says you need to learn how to forgive. Forgiveness is not just for the other person, but forgiveness
is for
as well.
Yes. Pastor, that's so true. That's so true because a lot of times we were taught we don't see psychiatrists. We don't see counselors. That's what we were taught. And we don't go see them because, see, the deal is you don't want to talk to your own because you first thing you're going to say they're jealous of me. They hate them all. They hate on me. They want to be me. They want to have what I have. Like you say, go get somebody of another culture, another race. And if they tell you, the white man tell you something, you're going to believe that. How they say, you can take it to the bank. You're going to believe it. And he's just going to, they definitely going to tell you. They're going to look you straight in your face and say, "You're a textbook case here. And I'm just going to tell you what we need to do. I'm going to say, we're going to write you this and we're going to write you this. Take this one two times a day. Take this one as needed. And if you have any problems with it, call me back. And if you need a refill, let me know." Now, 9 out of 10, she said take 1 or 2. We just took 3 or 4, 3 times a day.
Right.
Oh, we gonna need it a little more. You know, that's our problem. We don't know how to tell God not only can save you, but God is saving me. He's saving me for myself. People don't understand that a lot of hurt we're experiencing comes from self-sabotage because we didn't forgive ourselves. Some of them, I heard a person say she'd been married 9 times. I said, nine? I didn't think you'd been alive that long to be married 9 times. I said, you talking about somebody you live? She said, no, I've been legally married 9 times. I said, so when your name come up during the divorce court, do it say repeat behind it? Yeah. Not only that, what you've been married 9 times. So I said to the same person, she said, no, to 9 different men. I said, well, my thing is, the problem ain't with the men, the problem is with you. So if you've been married 9 times, I'm passing my right hand to God. She said she'd been married 9 times. And out of that conversation, I couldn't talk no more. I just had to listen because I'm trying to figure out where you get the strength to be married 5 times. I'm trying to find the strength to be married to the same man twice. I'm trying to say, I ain't even trying to move over and find nobody new. I'm still content with the first one twice. And I'm just looking at people, how they say, she said she was married 9 times. Good I have a wig on because I done had to pull it off because my temples would have swollen up behind that one.
Right. Look, 9 times is 8 too many exes.
You got 9 exes. So your husbands don't even have names. You ain't got no Brian and Kevin and Harry. You got 2, 3, 4, 5. Girl, how 2 through it? Girl, he okay, because I was talking to phone the other day.
I got 1 through 7.
Yeah, 1 through
number 6, number 2.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. I can't go Taylor, Carly,
Ashley, Bruce, Madison, no, right.
Ashley, Madison,
and nine. Gotta just say 1, 2.
That's 6. That's 2. I give them numbers.
That's it. And I'm just saying all that to say, when I sat down and you were saying, let's talk about forgiveness, I said, God, yes. I said, because the first thing is, when your mom got sick and she told me to take over this program on Wednesday nights until God said something different, I was like, well, God, you know where I'm at. I was in such a place of unforgiveness in myself, I was scared to do it. And Apostle Elect told me, as well as God told me, don't you think I know you at? You know, we were taught that God do some things immediately, but God do some things where he wants you to ask him for it. He wants you to come to him and say, Lord, I'm operating in a place of unforgiveness. I have a friend that's looking in right now, and she called me Sparkle. She would say, Sparkle, stop that. Let that go. Because I was operating in a place where you tick me off, oh, you going to lay there till I let you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, let's be honest. I want to be saved. And then I had to get to a place, I said, God, as Apostle Elect would tell me, she said, Renee, that ain't God. That ain't God. And I had to start surrendering and asking God to work on me. Now I'm saying, okay, God, I really see what you're showing me. I'm in a place of that my inner man is sick. You know, before he get on his deathbed, God, I need some treatment. I need some healing. Do I need surgery? I need spiritual surgery.
That's true.
And I'm telling you. Yes, you know, people be going, you know, you go to the hospital, you get chemo, you get, treatments for kidney failure. I need treatment, Lord, for this hatred, this unforgiveness. People don't want to admit that. They want to think, okay, well, I got saved and all my I's is dotted, my T's are crossed. No, my I just there, but the dot ain't there yet. My it looked like an L. I ain't made it a T yet.
I went down, set it up.
Yeah. You know, so I'm gonna use that boy, what's his name, Dre. I'm gonna use his song. I started at the bottom. I'm trying to get to the top.
Right.
I'm trying to get what God has me to be, because until people could be so openly and honestly and say, you know, I was stuck in that place, unforgiveness, and I could not move on to where God was taking me to, not trying to, but what God was taking to me to, because I was stuck right here. I was stuck in unforgiveness. And people think that, oh, just because you forgave one person, no. I got some family members very close to me. When I hear their name, my spirit, my skin will crawl. And I'm asking God to, God, get that. God, why is this that? Why is that going on? And that's what people got to be so boldly and honestly open that they have to let people know. Sometimes people figure they can't get saved because this is where they stuck at. We say God could save anybody, but are we willing to tell people, I'm one of them bodies that's stuck there? And I'm claiming salvation. I'm claiming deliverance. I'm claiming God work on me without being ashamed. I want God to work on me.
Well, you know, I thank God for this conversation. I thank God that we have some people that can hear what we were saying and was able to grasp, because there are a lot of people in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want is they say in their heart, how do I get free? How do I get loose from these things? How do I look at things in a different perspective? Because one thing I can say is this: unforgiveness turns into an infection, into a poison, and the poison begins to infect you.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you something. You said scripture about bitterness earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then what happens is people tend to believe, I don't like this person. My bitterness is toward this particular person, toward this particular thing. But let me tell you something. You cannot tell Satan or poison or infection how to go in your body. Once it's entered into your body, its goal is to kill you. Its goal is to destroy you.
Yes.
It's going to be wherever you feel the need to go to succeed in its goal. And infection is simply literally killed.
That's it.
Person deals with unforgiveness instead of their heart and their mind. It's not territory of just a subject of this. They begin to affect everything around you.
Yes. That abscess out of my spirit, because it's full of pus. I'm serious. You said an infection, and you know that's like when you got a toothache. Don't nothing hurt you like your feet and a toothache.
Yes, indeed.
Because if you got a toothache, it's a poison, nosocomial, as Cecilia just said, virus, antibiotics of healing. You just got an abscess in me that I'm saying, God, I don't want to have a little bit of unforgiveness in me. If there's still anything in there, I want to pull this gauze out so the infection could just come on out. I don't want to keep putting no oral gel on there because this tooth keep hurting. God, pull this thing out of me so that I can move on to the next level, because we both know, and all the Christians and saints that's looking on here in a couple of aints, what God is going to do for us in this 2021 is a new beginning. This is a chance for us to trust God. We got to trust God with everything, because we don't know what's coming up on this world, because we wasn't even ready for what came up on 2020. We knew that it was a shift in the spirit. We knew that there was a shift in the atmosphere, but nobody could have told us it was going to be the corona.
Nobody.
And what we found out was, we weren't even ready to deal with our own children because of the stuff that's another subject. But we found some stuff out in 2020. And if you don't get on your knees and your face before God and ask him to get rid of the forgiveness in your spirit now and in your heart and your body, you're not going to be ready for what's coming in 2021. Already, we know between now and January the 20th, we finna have an ordeal in this world because of one person don't want to let the other person in the house. We know what house we're talking about. But before that, they going to go to the court. They go like to mama them house, daddy them house, because they trying to make a change because they don't want Uncle Junebug coming over here asking for his inheritance. Okay.
Yep.
I don't want to get in trouble with the FDA or whoever it is be running this line.
I get it.
Uncle Junebug, they don't want Uncle Junebug and Aunt Bessie to come in the house. Because they say Uncle Junebug going to get sick and Aunt Bessie going to be running the family. She going to be the matriarch. They kind of upset.
Right.
So we got Uncle Pyro now over there trying to stop some stuff. It's just we better get the forgiveness in us first, forgiven by God, and we can forgive ourselves so that we can move on to what God is trying to do. So it's our time is almost up. I just want to Pastor, do you have any cheap plugs you want to share with us with what you have coming up for ministry?
I do want to share that we will be at 4344 West Madison, this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. That is the first Sunday of 2021 for the Fountain of Living Water Ministries. This is part one. We'll be back for part two of this, as Apostle Lex said. So we will be at 4344 West Madison at 2:30 p.m. Giving God praise, bringing
yes.
in the new year. We're going to be giving out vials of oil that we've been praying for and fasting for, seeking God for. The power is not in the oil, but it's in the what the oil represents. And we're going to talk about that Sunday. We're going to be taking the Lord's Supper. If you're going to come, we ask that you come and be in your black and white. We're going to be unified. We're going to give God praise. We're going to give God honor. We're going to bless God. And we're going to show God that we are serious about what he's doing for us in 2020.
Thank you. Yes. You said, is that New Macedonian or what church is that going to be Sunday?
No, that is Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 4344 West Madison at 2:30.
Okay, so black and white, come in. You all bring an offering. Don't just offer yourself on the altar. Bring an offering. I'm going to try my best to get that this Sunday. So and please wear your mask if you need to, or your gloves too.
Please
bring some disposable. Yeah, bring your mask. Because one thing we do know, God do everything decency and order.
He does.
And we just need to let you all know, we want to thank you all for supporting us. I'm going to have Pastor come back with me on the, listen to me, Pastor, the third Friday. And if it gets so good, we need to do a part three. We could do that fourth Monday, you know.
We're good.
So, you know, I've been trying to do this for quite a while, and now we know what to do. We're going to keep doing this because I believe if the word said one or two touch and agree, God will be in the midst. And I'm trying to, like I say, I'm asking for guidance. I'm asking for leadership. I'm asking for counsel. And we just spoke on that tonight. And you can't be free if you're not willing to listen.
True.
You can't be free if you're not. You can't be free. So we're going to just do this. We're going to even try to figure out how to do Zoom. And we're going to make this. We're going to get God's word out here this year. We're going to get God's word out here. You know, and like I say, I went from many friends to not any friends to a small fruit friend. Because I'm telling you, I love what God is doing in my life. Whatever I do 100%. Those that know me, whatever I get involved in, I get involved in it. So we want to thank you all for listening to us on Facebook Live. Blog Talk, please hold on. We want to thank you all for supporting us faithfully in 2020. We're just asking you all to support us even more in 2021. Please share our posts. Please join in. We're only on the air for about an hour, but we want to let you all know we have fun in the Lord. We're not dinner suckers. You know, we don't suck on lemons and have those faces. We're happy to be saved. When we got saved, God allows us to use our talent to let you all know we happy in the Lord. Did nobody hold no gun to our head? We got saved while we was having fun. To be honest, we was like, God, I don't know if God called me, but we had to keep hearing and keep listening to God and say, God was calling me while I was having fun. As the world said, we was at the top of our game when God called us in. So you all, please join in with us this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday mornings. Call a blog talk line. I'll be posting on the Facebook page. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser does that program. Join us this Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own servant pastor, Troy Thomas. This is his Monday coming up. As you see, he's on here with me tonight. This is the second Monday, isn't it? No, it's the first Monday. This is the first Monday. See, I'm excited. I'm trying to move the Monday around. So, excuse me, this is Dr. Serena Wright Monday. I done pulled the Sheila. Dr. Serena Wright Monday. And join in for that. And the Friday coming up will be the second Friday of the new year, which is Prophet Antoine Thomas Friday. So that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you all just know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it.
Indeed.
One of these services me and Troy do, Pastor Troy do, I'm going to put on my hair. I'm going to put some hair on. And we just going to let y'all know we're just having fun with the Lord while we say God is going to let you all see. You can laugh and talk and just be saved. We ain't said we're getting our raises. We ain't doing none of that. But we're gonna ask you all to type in scriptures, and we're going to read those scriptures, and we're going to talk about those scriptures, and we're just going to see what God have us to do, because this is a new beginning. This is a new thing that God has us do for 2021. And if you look at it, the first service of the new year, God let us split the screen. Let us do what we ask God, can we do? So just know this. Facebook, we love y'all. Pastor Troy, are you on Blog Talk too?
I am.
Okay, well, we're going to see what Blog Talk has to say, and we're going to end Facebook live. And thank you, Facebook. Talk to you later. Oh, hold up before we go. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, Facebook. Blog Talk, hold on. Okay, Blog Talk. Do anyone have any comments or anything they would like to say at this time? I guess there's no comments on Blog Talk. Everybody said what they had to say.
Excuse me, Minister Sylvia. The callers that had something to say that had their hands up and stuff, I guess they had a curfew because they signed out, I guess, the hour. So, so far I'm the only one still left. Everyone else, I believe, went on FaceTime or they said what they had to say and they are already off the air. But I enjoyed you all. I can't wait, or which I know I have to wait, for part two or whatever he gives you for a series, because I know that I know without a doubt that unforgiveness is exploding right now. It should be forgiveness exploding, but it's unforgiveness that's exploding. And I thank God for you and Pastor Troy, and I'm looking forward to the remedies and the things that you all give us so that we can be healed and delivered. So thank you, Pastor Troy, and thank you, Minister Sylvia. Awesome, awesome program.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Troy, for joining in with me. Like I said, I'm so excited. I thank God for what he did on tonight. I really enjoyed it. We obey to get more into it the next time, so until God ends it, we're going to, apostle said, we're going to stay on unforgiveness. We're going to stay on that thing. So with that being said, I just want to say to you all, thank you for joining in, and good night, okay?
Good night.
Good night.